explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
In Explained Well this afternoon, basically, stop stealing Andre de Ruyter's book.
Yeah, and stop stealing books in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a sad state of affairs. I mean, so we spoke this week about Andre de Ruyter's book. Remember we were talking about Minister Pravin Gordhan being very shouty about it.
Yes.
Even though he hasn't read it. Die boek is klaar gesteel. Hy word klaar gedeel op WhatsApp groepe, onwettig. En hy is klaar in verkeerde formaat en in verkeerde hande.
And it's funny, I imagine this happens to all books, right? But it feels like there's a specific brand of political expose book.
Yeah.
So whether it was, who's the guy who
Jacques
wrote the book?
Jacques Poe.
That's the name I was looking for. Jacques Poe's book, Ferial Haffagie's book that she wrote about the Zondo Commission, immediately on WhatsApp PDF and being shared. No, the writer's a book.
Maar ook verskriklik baie Afrikaanse fiksie.
Ja, en dit is die probleem, né? Want die onwettige aflaai van boeke, dit is nie net jy wat 'n link by 'n maatjie kry wat nou die boek kan lees sonder om daarvoor te betaal nie. It goes so much wider than that. It has such a ripple effect op die hele Afrikaanse boekbedryf as geheel. So die Afrikaanse boekbedryf word ondersteun en word eintlik befonds deur mense wat boeke koop. So that affects the way that people can be employed. If bookshops are closing down, it affects the publisher, it affects everyone. So dit is nie net 'n klein crime nie, it's actually something quite big.
Ja, en jy weet, skrywers in Suid-Afrika, ek dink skrywers vir die algemeen sal vir jou sê, hulle maak nie vreeslik baie geld van boeke nie, maar skrywers in Suid-Afrika kry tantieme vir hulle boeke. Daai tantieme word heeltemal weggevreed deur hierdie tipe ding. We do, however, have some good news in that there is now something you can do to help combat this.
What?
So the publishers of a number of big books in South Africa, including Andre's book, Penguin Random House, have set up an email address where you can report people who share these books, be it via WhatsApp, in watter formaat ook al, kan jy dit anoniem rapporteer, hulle sal jou anonimiteit beskerm. En logika sê vir my, ek dink hulle probeer weet, 'n saak opbou in terme van om hierdie ding te probeer hokslaan.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult thing, because the other thing is authors are just going to stop making digital copies of the books available. Publishers are just going to say no to digital. So you can have the hard copy that you have to go to a bookshop and buy, or you're going to have maybe an audiobook if you're lucky and you use that kind of thing. But we're not going to make digital copies available because people just steal them and share them. And I feel for someone who has spent, you know, 1,000 hours researching, never mind writing.
Yeah.
Someone like Jacques Poe's book.
Yeah.
Or Ferial Haffagie, we had her on this show, her book about the Zondo Commission. The Zondo Commission report is about 10 billion pages long.
Precis.
It's more data than it's ever been created in the history of humankind. And she had to read all of it in like 3 days to write her book. It's a monstrous job. And I think people who do that much work deserve to get paid for it.
Yeah. Well, look, now what Penguin is saying is if you can email the name, cell phone number, email address, and screen grabs of illegal distribution to them at reportpiracy@penguinrandomhouse.co.za, and we'll put this on the blog as well, they can then take this forward. Because yes, it's destroying that industry.
Maar jy sê dit is ook Afrikaanse fiction.
Daar is verskriklik baie Afrikaanse fiksie wat gesteel word.
En ek sê daar's hele WhatsApp groepe that just exist to share books amongst themselves.
Letterlik, ek het hierdie week van die Afrikaanse fiksie skrywers dopgehou op sosiale media, waar daar lyse is van die verskillende boeke wat gesteel is, wat mense met mekaar deel, en dis hulle werk. En dan sê ek, hoekom sit ek 4 uur die oggend en skryf? As iemand net my goed gaan steel.
Ja,
fair enough. So, there you go.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.